Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to let you guys know, though, before we do that, that today is National Pass Gas Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. They say it's not really that funny, though, to the younger generation. Parents and teachers are claiming that Gen Alpha kids don't laugh at all or don't even acknowledge it when somebody cuts a loud fart or a wet one or a squeaker.
Like in class?
Nobody's laughing.
What?
Yeah, they say it's just a natural bodily function.
I mean, you were Farty McFarterson if you ever farted in class.
You would never live it down.
You were the whole year, that was your nickname.
Like, you could see that person now and be like, hey, you farted in sixth grade, you idiot. It was you.
Yes, I can't believe they just let it go now. I mean, well... I'm still going to give him a hard time. If a little kid farts in front of me, they're going to get it.
I'm going to get in his kitchen and be like,
exactly.
You stink. You're disgusting.
You know, it's still happening.
You scar them for life.
I bet you cup it and smell it.
Oh, they need to learn.
Gross.
I'm going to give you a Dutch oven, in fact. Like, we're just going to get into it.
Jeez. I will fart directly on you, kid.
That's right.
Yeah, what?
You're going to learn today. Okay?
Random child. That's horrible.
Oh. I still giggle when I do
it. I do, too. Like if I hear somebody else, if you're in the bathroom and someone in the stall next to you lets it go, it's like
probably our engineer.
I mean, you're in the place to do it, and I still think it's funny. So I'm not with this. I can't.
Giggle like
I
a little
can't.
Kid.
Even that's funny.
I know, right? Like I can't even.
That's a gross one.
That's the best
my goodness.
One. That's a Katie fart right
no,
there.
It's not.
Hey, speaking of fiber and stuff, you were saying there's something going on with sweet potatoes.
Oh yeah.
What is this?
It's like a new. Not new, it's been around for a minute, but the trend on social media right now with sweet potatoes is you roast them and then take a big hunk of butter cassé cheese and stuff it on in
Hold
there.
On.
And then
what's a butter cassé
like
cheese?
A creamy white, you know, the real soft cheese.
Josh
very
is a creamy
mellow.
White.
I was like, that was my nickname in high school.
You would love this then. But they eat it almost like a candy bar. It's not like a sweet potato that you would put on a plate and eat with a knife and fork. I mean, they're holding it like portable food and just taking bites off. You know, but
it is German for butter cheese.
Butter cheese. It's very good. Again, a very mild flavor.
Semi-soft, mild,
Thank
buttery
you.
Flavored
hey.
Cow's milk cheese from Germany and Austria.
Germany.
Known for its smooth, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth texture.
We like our cheese.
Often compared to Monterey Jack or Havarti.
Oh, I love a good Havarti.
Havarti rhymes with 40. Kids, don't laugh. Used in sandwiches, on cheese boards, or melted in dishes like mac and cheese.
Yes, or stuffed in a sweet potato.
On a sweet potato.
Yes, and again, it's like they're just eating them straight with the handheld stuff. And last night I was making kind of a, they call them girl dinner, right? Little this, little of that. And I didn't have any butter classe cheese, so I got some Munster, which is, again, very mild, the white cheese, a little salty action.
Mild white.
Oh, it was
exciting
and then
white.
The cheese pull on a good Munster. Forget about it. I mean, it was like stretchy. It was so good. So, and that, like, again, it's like two pieces has like 12 grams of protein or something in it. So,
that's one way of looking at
things.
It.
I was
there's
like,
some
yeah.
good things in that Munster cheese. But when you pair it with a sweet potato,
so
we're
hold
doing
up.
Good
so,
things
how
for
are,
our body
are you holding the sweet potato like you would, say, like an ice cream cone?
Yeah. And just go to town. Yeah.
But how do you hollow it out and
yeah.
fill it?
Yeah, you take, again, it's just like, because it's soft. So you it's
so you
roasted,
bake it so it's soft first.
Very soft, roasted.
Okay, it's not a hard
supple
sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
So you scoop the insides out.
And not even scoop. You just like make a little hole in it right there.
Yeah.
Right there. And then
Stop
you just
it.
then you stuff the cheese in there. You let it get all melty and then you just eat it.
So you just
it's
really
like,
jam it in there.
It's
so it's
so
like,
good.
So it covers all the way through the sweet potato.
Yes.
Because you don't just want the top with cheese.
No, exactly. You want it mixed
now,
all the way through.
Can you put other things in there?
Oh, you can go. Do you know what I did? Just again, the protein action. Put a little cottage cheese and blueberries in your sweet potato. If you want to throw some nuts
horrible.
In there. No, it's so good. The little
I want bacon
sweet,
bits.
You can do bacon bits.
I want the cheese. Here's the bacon and maybe some sour cream.
Yeah.
Sweet
Greek
potato
yogurt.
Is a fabulous vessel as far as what you're going to do with it because a regular like russet potato or
you
something.
You know what else I put in there?
I was like, how do we make the index?
A few things, I bet. But it takes your body a little bit longer to break down the other potatoes, the sweet potatoes, especially when they're
softer.
Too
much starch.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, it's just a little bit softer on your stomach. So, yeah, you could do what you want with that sweet potato. That's what I had.
I wonder why you're single sometimes, and then I'm like, oh, okay.
This is funny, too. I've never heard of this logic of girl dinner where you just eat, like, a bunch of random crap.
Where have
you
been?
I've never heard of girl dinner.
My girlfriend says it all the time, and it's like you just throw together, like, chips and cheese and just
random things.
This must
be a single lady thing.
It's like a charcuterie board. No, this is every girl
out
there.
I'll have to ask Nick about this.
Yes, will make their own
a girl dinner?
Custom. Well, it's especially
because
probably
not a
like,
girl with a family.
Yeah,
but like a girl that lives alone or like a girl that lives with a roommate or something.
No,
totally
just a
real
girl
thing.
Who's looking to get a quick lunch or dinner and also that's just like exactly what they want. That I mean, I can imagine. And
I guess I've seen her do girl lunches.
Yeah, probably.
Where it's like a bowl of cottage cheese and some grapes.
Yeah, and
totally.
Then probably
some
nuts.
But isn't that
nuts,
just a bowl of cottage cheese
Doritos.
And grapes? I mean, why do we have to put labels on
things? I don't know. If you put it on a plate and then you pair it with some crackers, I don't know, then you have your girl lunch.
You
girl
totally
dinner.
Do, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
It's not it's like a real,
no
there's no real main dish in a girl dinner. It's kind of just like...
It's forever charcuterie, essentially.
Yes.
Totally.
Delicious.
Which sounds like a great business name, right?
Yeah.
Forever charcuterie. Huh, I had no idea. All right, well, enjoy your German butter cheese there, Katie.
I will.
And your Munster.
You know I will. You
I like
know.
A Munster on the grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty solid cheese.
That's
for the grilled
a really
cheese.
Good one. Yeah, all again, right. That cheese pull. Get it.
Oh, man. All right. I'm out of the loop on all sorts of stuff. Cheese and girl eating. So, all right, it's time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. Who had the pee today?
I got to pee today.
Right, pee
and
away.
This is such a cute story. This story is making the rounds because this woman's birthday just happened a few days ago. So on Melba Mebane, I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Probably
she
not.
Is 8, probably not. But Melba is a 90-year-old Texan woman who she just recently retired after 74 years working at Dillard's.
What?
Jeremy.
Dillard's
she
of all places.
She never missed a day.
Oh.
In 74 years, this is her job title, which is so cute. She was the elevator operator. She worked in men's clothes and cosmetics.
Oh.
And she never cute. Missed a day. She started working at 17 years of age and worked all the way until she turned 90 recently. And she said the reason for her retirement, she goes, I'm tired and the long commute. Those are the two reasons.
I'm just tired.
I'm just tired.
I'm tired.
And it's so funny because it's like after you work at a place for 74 years and literally having perfect attendance, what do you give that person?
I know.
Like, how do you honor them? And Dillard's, they did. They honored her with a Beyond Excellence Award and plaque that was given by her manager, James Sions.
Weak.
And so, but like, seriously,
give her some
plaque.
Cash.
There's
give
nothing.
Her like $10,000.
I
why would
guess.
You not hand her a big fat check?
Something like that,
like,
right?
Like, here's some additional towards
your retirement.
Do you think
retirement. That's what you are owed? Because I'm like, what do you
yeah,
give someone
I
that worked
you
in a
would
place
be,
for 74 years?
You'd be owed a bonus of some sort after 76 years.
I think
a
that is
check
so
for
cute.
20 grand.
I love
25,
seeing
000.
Older people work at stores and like an elevator operator.
I know.
Like, just up and down. You
going
know,
up.
Dillard's has like two levels. That's it. So
know,
either you have 50% of an option.
All
there.
Day long, up and down, up and down.
I love it, but I can't imagine not missing a day in 74 years. Good old Melba.
That's I bet you she Melba. Like told the same joke over and over again, right?
It has its
like,
ups and downs.
It has its ups and downs. That's it, yeah.
Oh, Melba.
That'll be dead soon.
Stop it. No, she is going to live a long, illustrious retirement doing whatever she wants in her golden
Go
years.
Go, Melba.
Sweet. Wonder how big her 401k is.
I know. I wonder how big her cosmetics discount is because I
you
know that
go.
Makeup
she
counter.
She looks great.
She's saving some change for
so
sure.
So much lipstick.
Shout out to Melba.
76 years worth of lipstick.
Congrats
oh,
on your retirement.
My crawl space.
Exactly. That's exactly. Right. And you get my collection of lipstick.
Oh. Maybe it's Maybelline.
All right. She was born before
she's
Maybelline.
Born
was
with
a thing.
It, right? Okay.
All right, what's the minus?
Minus is, funny enough, happening at the happiest place on Earth where a fight broke out in line for a ride at Disneyland. This happened at the Indiana Jones Adventure ride. Just before the New Year rang in, a group of people tried to pass another group of people that was standing in line, and an argument escalated to a physical fight.
We got a line jumper.
Oh my God. Hey, here's the thing. One of the people was injured so bad they needed first aid, so everybody ran to help him, and in all the chaos, the guy who was assaulting him got away. So they're still looking for one of the
why
people involved in
this. Why do I feel bad playing
this
music behind this story now?
No.
A man was assaulted. Dun, 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 dun.
And it's funny because the guy apparently didn't fight back because he didn't want his family getting kicked out of the park. So he just took it. Aww. He just took it.
Well, you know, that's a good dad.
He's like, I need to ride.
This
the
is what Indiana would have done. Yeah, actually, no, Indiana would have whooped up.
He would have made his escape. Yeah.
He would have and grabbed his hat at the very last second. But yeah, they're asking anyone with information on it to still contact the Anaheim police.
Oh, again, boy.
They're still looking for that guy.
Did you also see, this was a couple days ago, a video went crazy viral. You know how Indiana Jones has that huge boulder and have the little play that gets acted out? Well, the boulder hit like something weird, bounces towards the crowd, and this security guard
jumps
in front of it.
He takes the block.
Yeah. I mean, that thing weighed 400 pounds, I think.
It looks like it.
That's where it belongs.
He's okay. He literally saved the crowd. Like, he saved people's lives.
Really
kids would have been squished.
But, you know, like in cartoons where the boulder rolls over a cartoon and they're flat. That's what he looked like.
It looked exactly like that.
And then he...
A lot happening at the Indiana Jones place.
I'll tell you what, that was one of my most favorite rides at Disneyland. So I get it when people get heated there.
Oh, yeah.
The line is forever long.
Any of those rides.
It's such a good ride, though.
Yeah.
It's the best ride.
You got to get the... What's it called? The Fast Pass, right?
Fast Pass.
You got to do it.
Oh, Disney adults. Oh, boy, they're at it again.
Oh, boy.
Wrap things up with the interesting. This guy went through some sort of blog documenting some predictions from the 1950s that have gone wrong. So he went back and read a bunch of articles and stuff from the 50s talking about what life would be like in 2026. I'll give you a few of these. Jetpacks were supposed to be everywhere right now.
Yeah.
I wish. We've
got them. There's some jetpacks.
They exist.
There, but we're not getting to work
barely.
On them.
Yeah,
barely. I'm not trusting those
like
things.
Military stuff, probably.
We're just breaking them out.
The moon would have subdivisions. So we would be living on the moon and there'd be subdivisions up there.
With like fences and
very
stuff?
Jetson,
like residential?
Yeah,
I think so. Little mailboxes and all that.
Elroy, Leroy,
little
whatever.
Starbucks up there. women would tower over men.
Well,
women were expected to be more than 6 feet tall due to improved nutrition and medical science. Superwomen would dominate the workforce, so says this story.
That one's kind of true.
I mean,
darn it.
Poor Josh.
You'll be okay, Josh. but they're not towering over men.
No.
I mean,
you're what?
Are we
five,
taller?
Eight?
Like, I'm 5'7 and seven? A half.
You're pretty tall. Nick Nick's tall.
Yeah. Are we taller than we used to be?
You're
though?
Wider.
I don't. Stop it, Jeremy. Again. I feel like I got to flex on you or something.
We're about to have an Indiana Jones fight over
like
here.
In like a spandex outfit just so I can show you I'm not some big fatty. I know.
Wait, what did you have last night for dinner, Katie?
A sweet potato.
But what did you fill it with?
Cheese.
Massive amounts of cheese.
It has protein. It's like 12 grams of protein up in that. What?
I love you so much.
I'm dead. I'm not even going to go on anymore. I'm dead. Thick.